السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all our praise and our gratitude, is subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the most merciful, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, often forgiven to forgive. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides us with sustenance and rizq that we haven't even asked for. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls the matters of our hearts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn our hearts to that which is pleasing to Him. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one that was sent as a perfect example to us of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live our lives. We then send peace and blessing upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family members, amma ba'd, thereafter. A time comes in our life where we begin to question ourselves. We ask ourselves that I have been worshiping Allah, I have been a Muslim for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Of that, half the time I praise Allah. I have been wearing hijab for so long, I read Quran, I attend classes, I come to halaqas. But I don't feel spiritually closer to Allah. Life isn't easier. I still struggle with whatever sins I engage in. So how is it that my ibadat, my worship, sacrifice, make, how is it that they're benefiting? I mean, I was told that you praise Allah and all of your problems go away. You praise Allah, you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make dua and it brings you nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here I find myself, after years of worship, after years of practicing Islam, to whatever degree, that there really isn't much growth. And then we start to say, maybe there's a problem with my ibadat. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Or a common question people ask is, maybe it's not meant for me. The spiritual high that people talk about, this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this religious feeling, maybe that's not for me. Maybe I am just meant to be average when it comes to my deen. Or I'm just meant to kind of coast through this. And the answer to this problem, where we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but spiritually there is no growth, the answer to this problem lies within a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٍ. If you struggle with controlling your eyes, if you struggle with controlling your hands, if you struggle with controlling your emotions, if you struggle with controlling your anger, you find yourself very often that I, like a light switch, my children say something, and the next moment I'm screaming and shouting. The moment that I'm alone, these desires come into my mind. And sometimes in public, I cannot control my lust. If you struggle with these sins, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٍ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَتْ جَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَتْ جَسَدُ كُلُّ. He says, beware, in your body there is a piece of meat. This is your engine, this is the driving force of the remainder of your body. If this is sound, if this is correct, then your hands, your eyes, your tongue, your mouth, your rest of your whole body, all of your limbs will follow suit. Meaning, if you want to be able to control your eyes, it doesn't start here, but it starts with this piece of meat. If you want to control your tongue, you find yourself lying, cheating, backbiting often, and you come to the sheikh and say, "Sheikh, I'm struggling. How do I get out of this? Sheikh, I'm talking to this person. I have this. How do I get out of this?" And their answer is, "Ala fil jasadi muzgha, idha salahat salat jasadu kullu, wa idha fasadat." And if it goes bad, then the whole body will go bad. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala wa hiya al-qalb. Verily, this is your heart. And usually, we work on the rest of our body. A person focuses on every other aspect of their body. How is my hair? And how is my beard? And how is my arms? Or, you know, they spend hours in the gym correcting every single part. They will sit on a dentist's chair for hours getting it cleaned. They will go to a beauty parlor or a salon and work on their face. They'll go to a doctor and say, I feel pain here and I feel pain there. But the one piece that really matters, because the rest of your body, insan is made up of two parts. Human beings are made up of two parts. Our physical aspect and then our spiritual aspect. The jism and the ruh. The body and the soul, the heart. The reality is the body will play a part until a certain period of time, and then it will no longer be needed. It'll be buried into the ground, and insects will come away and eat away from it, and it'll be gone. However, the soul, the ruh, is what carries on from that point ahead. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let a person into Jannah if they have some sort of disease or some sort of illness in their heart. That first, this will have to be surgically removed. And it's surgically removed through punishment to go through. So now you look at our two different aspects, our body and our heart, and you realize that the one which is more important is actually our spiritual side, the side that you and I often overlook. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many different places in the Quran, He focuses on the heart. He tells us that, look, your actions, anything that you do, it has an effect. Anything that you and I consume, it has an effect. Now, when we talk about things that we consume, we always think about, am I eating halal? Is it cut? Is it vertically cut? Allahu alam. But we forget that there are other types of things that we consume as well. The sins that we commit, the things that we look at, the people that we talk to, the music that we listen to, the company that we keep, all of this is things that we consume, and each of them has an effect on our heart. You listen to a certain type of music, and your heart will turn that direction. You look at certain type of things, and your heart will turn to that direction. You say certain words, and your heart will turn to that direction. You sit in the company of good people, and your heart will think that has an effect on us. And the very famous hadith, which we mentioned here many times before, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, time that you commit a sin, a black dot is placed on your heart until slowly, it becomes a cluster, then a cancer, then it overpowers your heart. Another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when it is placed on your heart, and now this becomes a bat with black dots and white dots, and whichever one overpowers is the way that the heart will lean, tipping over sometimes towards sin, and leading the body towards those sin, and tipping over sometimes towards good. And that's where the spiritual high sometimes that you and I get, and the spiritual low that you and I get, it's because of the condition of our heart, which is natural. You're not always going to be on a spiritual high. That's what we want to be. But at times, you will be at a spiritual low. At times, you will get close to Allah. You will want to come to the masjid. You will want to praise Allah. We have Ramadan in less than 2 months. Just 2 months away, Rajab and Shaban, and we have the month of Ramadan. And that's when people are usually on a spiritual high. But before that, after that, or kind of in the middle where we're at right now, you and I may be at a spiritual low, which is okay as long as you keep getting up. As long as you're on your heart. Imam Ghazali says, the way that you work on this heart, he says that, number one, your heart must be, when it comes to ibadat, it must be only connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, majority of us just said, well, I'm a Muslim, so I don't worship anyone but Allah. I don't bow down in front of anyone but Allah. I don't take anyone else as a God. But the reality is, worship is not just in sajda. Worship is in your desires as well. Is what you give preference to, what motivates you, what that's what worship is. But subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you seen that person? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen that person who takes his own desires as his God? Now, of course, this person doesn't such, but his desires are his motivation, it's driving force. So number one, Imam Ghazali says, to attain a pure heart, a sound heart, you have to first, when it comes to worship, only connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. whether it's in physical, spiritual action, has to be just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a sound heart, the only role model that you can have, the only person that you can look up to, the only life that you want to live, the only person whose footsteps you want to follow in, must be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or anybody who follows the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this is the path Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to tread on. And then the third thing Imam Ghazali says, number one, when it comes to your worship, you connect yourself to Allah. Number two, the role model that you choose, the path that you walk, is the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number three, when it comes to your relationship with people, your heart must be pure for any type of disease, any type of illness towards people. Whether it's anger, whether it's jealousy, whether it's malice, any type of disease. And there are so many books written about the disease of the heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on many different occasions, he teaches us different du'as to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Of the hearts, turn my heart towards the worship of your worship, of your deen. In one hadith, Rasulullah, in this hadith, Nabi. Anas ibn Malik says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Ya Bunay, oh my child. This Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving this young boy some advice. He says, if you're capable, it may not be easy, but if you're capable, this is one of my favorite hadiths. He says, if you're capable, sometimes it may be too hard, understandable, but if you're capable, then every morning and every night, as you start your day and as you go to bed, look into your heart. Check yourself. And if you find any ill feelings, any hatred, any jealousy, any malice, any grudges towards people, then remove it from your heart. Now if you look at this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, look, as you wake up in the morning, your heart will lead you. Why? Because إِذَا صَلْحَ صَلَجَسْتُ كُلُّ. If your heart is in the right place, then your whole body will follow. So in the morning when you wake up, look at yourself and make sure your heart is in the right place. Turn it. Today my day could be led because of my anger towards people. Today my day could be led because of the jealousy, because of the, you know, the grudges that I have. But the Prophet ﷺ says, redirect your heart. Clean it. And go out through your day. Then as nighttime comes and you're about to finish your day, once again, you may have picked up some dirt on your heart throughout the day. Look a second time and clean your heart. And the beautiful part of this hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, why? Because this is my sunnah. I do this. The reason why the most of the hadith is your mind. This part means, in the daytime, they threw stones at the Prophet ﷺ, and at nighttime, the Prophet ﷺ looked into his heart, and he forgave them. And in the daytime, they called him Abtar, they called him Majnoon, they called him Sahir, and at nighttime, the Prophet ﷺ looked into his heart, and he forgave them. Giving us the example, no matter what hardship you go through, no matter how much people hurt you, the third part of connecting and purifying your heart is with matters with people. Look into your heart and learn to forgive. The bitter reality is, the victim card that we play within ourselves, no, you've wronged me. I'm the one who was wronged in the situation. You're at fault. And we hold on to that so tightly, not realizing that the person it hurts the most is actually ourself. It actually has an effect on our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. But a seal is placed over their hearts. Another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their eyes don't become blind, but it's their hearts that become blind. Another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of judgment, your eyes, your ears, and your heart, all three of them will be questioned. The feelings that you have, the emotions that you have towards people, you will be questioned about them. And I'll finish off with a final verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Today when you're in trouble, there are two things that you turn to. You turn towards your wealth. Can I pay my way out of this? You have a car accident, may Allah protect, and you turn to your wealth, can I fix this with my money? And if not my money, then my children, my family, the people that are next to me, can they help me? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On that day, on the day of judgment, your wealth and your children will not help you. In many different places in the Quran. One place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for the person, وَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. He will say, as a person who gets the book of deed in the left hand, he will say, I wish I never got this book of deed. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَادِيَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. He will say, where is my wealth? هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. What about my 5-bedroom, the 3-car garage that I had? Can I give any of that? Can I trade any of that? Another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that on that day, a person will say, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَدِي وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُوِي وَمَنْ فِي الْعَوْدِ جَمِيعًا. Take everything from me. My children, my spouse, my parents, everything, just let me off the hook. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes back to that first verse and he says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Today, wealth, your house, your children may benefit you, but on that day, prepare yourself. Don't just go into it blindly. You know what's going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he tells us in another place, Ya ayyuhal insan, O insan, what has made you forgot about the meeting that you have with your Lord? Qadhan famumlaqi. It will definitely, it will for sure happen. Prepare yourself for it. And how to prepare yourself for it? Illa man atallah biqalbin salim. I'm not telling you to come live in the masjid. I'm not telling you to come and go and become a sheikh. I'm not telling you to grow out a beard. I'm not telling you to become a 5-time salah of musalli. If you can, alhamdulillah, all I'm telling you is illa man atallah biqalbin salim. Except for that person who comes to Allah with a sound heart. Work on your heart. Work on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the relationship you have with those that are around you when it comes to your heart. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the turner of hearts. O Allah, we ask that you turn our hearts to that which is pleasing to you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us clean our hearts. O Allah, help us cure our hearts from the diseases that lie within. O Allah, help us against our anger. O Allah, help us against the grudges that we have. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give us actions that are pleasing to you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect our children, guide our to that which is pleasing to you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for unity amongst our community. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's anybody in our community who is struggling, O Allah, we ask that you cure them. O Allah, in our community, Brother Ibrahim Zever is having surgery. We ask that you make the surgery successful. O Allah, Brother Imad, our security guard, and his wife have been ill for some time. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give them shifa. O Allah, Brother Muhammad Isa, and the father, Brother Omar Issa, Brother Abdullah Kalkar, Brother Imtiaz Khan, they have passed away. We ask that you forgive their sins. O Allah, we ask that you make their grave from the garden of paradise. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone in our community is going through any type of difficulty. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you remove those difficulties from their path. O Allah, we ask that you forgive our sins. O Allah, we ask that you overlook our shortcomings. O Allah, we ask that you pardon our mistakes. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for Jannah and the actions that will bring us close to Jannah. O Allah, be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa aqim salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salah, qad qamati as-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allah الحمد رب العالمين